With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and today it's time for a rapid reaction with all the incredible moves going on in the NFL with free agency frenzy upon us. We're going to break some of them down real quick, and to help me do it, of course, is D-Bro, Derek Brown, the King of Bros. Before we get after it, just a reminder, if you want to stay up to date with the latest goings-on in all the NFL news, get the Fantasy Pros News app. Go get it right now, download it on your phone, and stay up to date with everything going on, with everything happening in the NFL. So many moves happening. You want to stay on top of it. And we've also got all the free agency takes at fantasypros.com/2. So go check out all the articles there as well. Let's start with the Darren Waller trade to the New York Giants. D-Bro, this is a move that surprised a lot of people, but is Darren Waller ready to now contribute again to fantasy football teams all across the nation? Or is this just one of those moves that goes by the wayside?
I think he's ready, Joe. I think this is definitely a spot where he can be the number one option for the Giants. I still think they add a wide receiver in the draft, but Waller, when he was on the field last year, I know that his role was diminished last year, 14% target share, but still super effective. Tight end 10 in fantasy points per game. He was 13th in PFF receiving grade, 12th in yards per route run. I still think we're looking at Darren Waller as being a top five tight end.
And Darren Waller's value, obviously a tight end, could be huge return if he could stay healthy. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo, he's going to Las Vegas. He signs a deal with the Raiders. Now, Derek Carr is out. We know that Jimmy Garoppolo is in. Does this prohibit, in your mind, at all the Raiders from still looking at a quarterback in the draft? And what do you think, at least short-term, Jimmy Garoppolo brings to the table for the Raiders?
I think this takes him off the table as far as looking at a quarterback in the draft. I think Jimmy G is going to be the guy for at least the next two seasons, looking at the contract structure and things like that. This kind of like leaves the Raiders to do a lot of different things in the draft, Joe. I mean, they could move back. They could do different things as far as like trading back, trading the pick. But right now with Jimmy G leading the ship, I think this is kind of a push. Derek Carr was not good last year. If you look at Jimmy G's numbers, I mean, we're looking at a quarterback that was, yes, he does not throw the deep ball well, and Carr threw the deep ball a ton. I think that is also going to change. Jimmy Garoppolo was 17th in adjusted completion rate, 23rd in big-time throw rate. The part that where you're looking at this as an upgrade from Derek Carr is he was 21st in on-target rate, whereas Derek Carr was bottom of the barrel, 27th. So more accurate targets are coming to this passing attack.
And of course, he wasn't the only one on the move. Juju Smith-Schuster goes to the New England Patriots, a move that I think surprised a lot of us. The Patriots absolutely had a need at wide receiver with Jacoby Myers moving on. He's gone to Las Vegas to join Jimmy Garoppolo and his old offensive coordinator, who is now head coach Josh McDaniels. So let's talk about these two wide receivers, Juju to the Patriots and Jacoby Myers from the Patriots now to the Raiders. What does this mean for their fantasy values?
I'm looking at Jacoby Myers and Juju. Both of them are in this wide receiver 3/4 bucket right now, and both guys are looking at similar type of production. I think Jacoby Myers is going to go back into like a similar role he was just in New England, where they go three wide, which I think they're going to run more three wide this year. Jacoby Myers is going to be the slot guy when they go, or he's going to be the outside guy when they go two wide. I think he's going to rotate the slot between him and Hunter Renfrow whenever they go three wide. And for Juju, I mean, we're looking at a guy that wasn't fantastic last year, Joe. I know we griped and complained about him the whole year. 38th in PFF receiving grade. That's not fantastic. He didn't draw a ton of targets, 17% target share. So he's really still in the same type of bucket that we saw him from last year. 30 wide receiver, 35 in fantasy points per game. So shoehorn him into similar production with the Patriots.
All right, another name on the move, David Montgomery, the running back, goes from the Bears to the Detroit Lions. Now, this could have a ripple effect because obviously for those of us like you and I who were big on Khalil Herbert going into last year, now the price is probably going to be a lot higher on Herbert in 2023. Is it still worth paying? And what is the Montgomery role moving in to the Detroit system where obviously Jamal Williams had so many touchdowns last year? Is Montgomery worthy of people's draft attention as well?
I think both of these guys should be on the radar, and they both, again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but both of them are going to fall in the RB3 bucket for me. David Montgomery is falling in a fantastic situation. We just saw Jamal Williams in this same offense be the RB18 in fantasy points per game. Looking at Montgomery in a similar ilk is fine. I'm more comfortable putting him as an RB3, but is the upside there for him to pay off as a top 15 back? Absolutely, with the touchdown equity. He could just steal more work from DeAndre Swift in the passing game because he's better in that range than Jamal Williams was. But I mean, looking at Khalil Herbert, same thing. He's an RB3 this year. I'm curious where people get to him, where he falls in ranks. I'm going to have him as an RB3. Now, is the talent upside there? Absolutely. We have a 6-game sample of him playing 50% or more of the snaps, averaging 21.5 touches, 109 total yards per game. He's been top 25 in yards after contact per attempt in back-to-back seasons. So I think the needle is pointing up for both of these backs. Khalil Herbert is just going to depend on where his price settles in. RB3 tag, I'm in. RB2, I might be out.
All right, are you in or out on Rashad Penny, who signs with the Eagles? The Eagles obviously losing Miles Sanders this offseason, so a lot of opportunity potentially in that running back room. And look, Penny, when he's been healthy, has been incredibly good. So here's the question. Are you going to invest in Rashad Penny this season on a team that was so good last year running the football?
Oof, I'm going to be over the moon on Rashad Penny. Assuming that the Eagles do not add a running back in the draft, Penny is set to explode, Joe. We've seen a guy who has had over 4 yards after contact per attempt in each of the last two seasons. Hell, he is the only guy since 2006 that has finished a season with over 4.5 yards after contact per attempt. That number is astronomical. As well as if you look at his on-field production in the last seven games that he has had over 50% of the snaps, this dude has finished as an RB1, a top 10 running back in fantasy, 6 times. Yes, consider me all in on Rashad Penny.
All right, real quick. It's not going to be official till June, but we might as well talk about it. Ezekiel Elliott is going to be done with the Dallas Cowboys. We can speculate in a later time where he ends up. More importantly, what does this mean for Tony Pollard's value? Does it just absolutely skyrocket now? Or do you think the Dallas Cowboys get him a running partner again?
I think his value is going to skyrocket, and I'm totally into buying on the rocket. I'm ready for the ride. For a guy who was RB8 in fantasy points per game, and Joe, he did this when he only had a 48% opportunity share. He gets up to 50, 60% this season. We're talking about a guy that has top 3, top 5 upside. So I'm willing to ride the rocket with Tony Pollard, but I do think they are going to bring in somebody to run with him. And I honestly think, considering David Montgomery has gone and taken up Jamal Williams' job in Detroit, I think Mike McCarthy could set up a rendezvous or a revisiting with Jamal Williams in Dallas.
I like that. I like that a lot. If you want to stay up to date, don't forget the free agency signings tracker is a live document right now on fantasypros.com. There's a link below here. You can click on it, go right to it, or just go to fantasypros.com. And don't forget to download the Fantasy Pros news app. The news app will help you stay on top of all of the moves for all of your leagues. So that'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For D-Bro, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Fantasy Pros.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.